Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And as we kick off the new year, we're going to be talking about one person's fight against tobacco companies. Maybe you made this your New Year's resolution. Remember, yesterday, of course, was New Year's Day. Hope you all had a nice rest yesterday after watching the fireworks the night before. But, you know, some of you may have come up with a New Year's resolution to quit smoking or something like that, which is kind of appropriate for today's lesson because we're talking about one woman's fight against tobacco companies.
Yeah, if you're a tobacco company, of course, you're making cigarettes. That's what you produce. I used to teach someone who worked for a tobacco company here in Taipei. And let me tell you, those companies make a lot of money. They had Häagen-Dazs ice cream in the freezers.
Ooh.
Yeah, typically you'll be offered a cup of water or a cup of coffee. My client would ask if I wanted, you know, several little containers of ice cream
and
pop to take home. That's soda pop. So, yeah, I could tell they had a lot of money. But I'm not sure I'd want to work for a tobacco company myself.
I don't think I would either. I have to confess that I used to smoke many years ago. Fortunately, I've been off of cigarettes for many, many years. And as we know, smoking can cause all sorts of problems with your body. We probably all agree that smoking is bad for your health and you shouldn't be doing it, but it is kind of socially acceptable in some circles. But I think people are smoking less and less. But there's a doctor in Australia who realized that tobacco companies were funding some of these pension funds. She was shocked to discover that, so she's trying to fight against this. So let's find out what this is all about, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of today's lesson one time.
Smoking causes lung cancer, heart disease, and many other health problems, leading to the deaths of 7 million people around the world each year. However, an even greater number of people invest their money in pension funds, failing to realize that these investment companies own stock in the tobacco industry. Therefore, these pension recipients unknowingly profit from tobacco use. Bronwyn King, an Australian doctor who specializes in treating patients with cancer, was shocked to discover this. She has seen how people suffer from the effects of smoking and how they die younger than they should. In 2010, during a meeting about her pension fund, King discovered her portfolio included investments in several large tobacco companies. Knowing firsthand the misery cancer causes, King balked at the fact that she'd been supporting the industry. She then began the process of persuading her pension fund to stop investing in tobacco companies, eventually succeeding in 2012. King's work continued, and a few years later, she started Tobacco-Free Portfolios, TFP, an organization that encourages investors around the world to stop supporting tobacco. The organization's met with great success so far. Since 2010, it's convinced organizations in Australia, the US, and Europe to withdraw $6 billion from tobacco companies and is currently working with over 100 financial institutions. Now, as many as 45 Australian pension funds have stopped investing in tobacco. If investments in tobacco companies continue to decrease, it will be harder for those companies to sell their deadly products. The World Health Organization forecasts that smoking might kill 1 billion people this century, but King and TFP are working to change that.
Okay, let's talk about things that are going on in society. And down under in Australia, we've got a doctor there fighting against tobacco companies. The doctor's name is Bronwyn King, and she has a fight against companies that produce tobacco products like cigarettes, cigars, chewing tobacco, and stuff like that. Now, here in the first paragraph, it says, smoking causes lung cancer, heart disease, and many other health problems, leading to the deaths of 7 million people around the world each year. That doesn't sound very good. This is smoking. We all know that smoking is bad for our health. Smoking causes various problems. It brings them about. It makes them happen. That's what to cause means here. We could say looking at bright lights too long could cause blindness, for example. So be careful with that. Or, you know, exposure to the sun would cause skin cancer or something like that. But in this particular case, smoking causes lung cancer. It also causes heart disease, which could include heart attacks. And it also causes other health problems. And those problems lead to the deaths of lots of people. So here we've got a verb phrase to lead to. That means it makes this happen in the future. It makes it more likely.
Yeah, it's kind of a consequence. It goes in that direction. So instead of using the sentence and saying, smoking causes these things leading to the deaths, you could actually substitute leading to for and leads to the deaths of 7 million people. But by using this gerund, that's verb ing, it actually makes your writing a little bit more sophisticated. It's a more difficult way to write a sentence, but don't use too many gerunds. I just finished recording a script and everything was ing, verb, ing, verb. Don't overuse anything, actually. So smoking does cause some bad things. When I was a little girl, my dad's a lawyer, and when I was quite young, he would come home from work and he would just smell like smoke. My dad has never smoked. I've never smoked. But his clients, who were very nervous, you know, right. He's representing them, they would smoke in his office. I was really happy the day in Arizona, that's where I grew up, where they banned smoking in public places. Because my dad's jackets, his clothes smelled so much better.
Yes, things have changed here in Taiwan as well.
Yeah.
You used to be able to smoke anywhere you wanted to.
True.
But now they have lots of restrictions. They have special smoking areas in some restaurants, but not always.
They even say don't smoke by the bus stops. Have you seen that?
No, I've seen that as well. So watch out there.
Yeah.
It's probably best to just quit smoking altogether. But still, people are hooked. They're addicted.
They
like those cigarettes. So they're probably going to have some problems in the future. So, yes, indeed, smoking causes those problems and leads to lots of deaths. However, an even greater number of people invest their money in pension funds, failing to realize that these investment companies own stock in the tobacco industry. So, of course, as you're working and as you're getting older, you want to save up some money for your retirement. That's what a pension fund is. When you retire, then you start getting money back every month. I knew a guy back home who worked for Firestone for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And, of course, after he retired, he received a monthly pension from the Firestone Tire Company, and he was able to live on that. So that's what a pension is. So you might be investing in your own pension fund. Here we've got the word invest as a verb. That means you just simply put money into some sort of account, hoping you'll get more money back in the future.
You could also invest in land or property by buying another apartment and then renting it out to someone. That's also an investment. Hopefully, when you invest money, after some years go by, that investment's worth more money. And so you've increased your worth, how much you actually own. So they like to invest their money in pension funds. There are pension funds and there are retirement funds. You use that money after you quit working and when you're older and you just want to go and take lots of vacations. So
go play some croquet or something.
Yeah, something fun. So these folks, though, that were investing their money in these pension funds, they failed to realize that these investment companies own stock in the tobacco industry. So that's how you invest in a company. You buy shares. That's a measure word. They buy shares of stock in a particular company. If any of you invest in the stock market, you know that some companies, one share can be quite expensive, like a share of Apple stock or a share of Amazon stock is quite expensive to buy. Well, these folks didn't realize that their pension fund was actually it's an assortment of different companies and stock from different companies. And one of those or two or more of those companies were actually cigarette companies or tobacco companies. So they weren't happy about that. Therefore, it says these pension recipients unknowingly profit from tobacco use. Because if their pension fund increases in value, they're actually...you know, making some money off tobacco companies because they have some of that tobacco company stock. If you're a recipient of something, you receive something. We often will see this word when we're talking about, for example, a scholarship. They were the recipient of the best scholarship the college offers. So these folks were actually, unknowingly, they didn't know that they were making money off a tobacco company.
Oh, no. So in a way, you've got blood on your hands.
Uh-oh.
You're helping people die from tobacco use.
Shame.
If you invest in these pension funds. So watch out for that. So here down under in Australia, we've got Bronwyn King, an Australian doctor, who specializes in treating patients with cancer. She was shocked to discover this. So this is a doctor down in Australia who treats patients who have cancer, and she specializes in this. This is the verb to specialize. That means that's the thing that you focus on in your practice, okay? You could be a lawyer, for example, but you could specialize in, say, immigration law or something like that, or something more specific. You're not a general lawyer, but you specify, or you specialize, I should say, in a particular field or a particular aspect of a larger field. So if you're a doctor, you might specialize in anesthesia or gynecology, and in this case, she specializes in cancer, treating patients who have cancer.
That's a tough job, because you know that some of your patients aren't going to make it. I don't know if I could be a cancer doctor. Well, she was not happy about this because she had seen from her experience as a doctor how people suffer from the effects of smoking and how they can die younger than they really should. Some will die of lung cancer. Some will die because their heart, you know, was affected or damaged by all that cigarette smoking. So in 2010, during a meeting about her pension fund, she may have been at work at the hospital, and we had these kind of meetings at my company, too. You would meet and discuss the kind of companies you'd invested in. You have one fund, but that fund includes stock from many companies. Sometimes it's 20 to 50 different companies, depending on your fund. Well, at that point, she discovered her portfolio was investing in several large tobacco companies. I should say her portfolio can't invest because a portfolio isn't a person, but her portfolio contained shares of stock from a tobacco company. Your portfolio, if you use this word as a financial term, it just means all of your investments, and it's a variety of investments. It could be your portfolio could have some stock. It could have some investments in real estate. It could have lots of different things. But if you're an artist and you have a portfolio, it's a very thin, kind of large black,
large envelope or something like that?
Kind of like an envelope or a big folder.
Yep,
I hired artists, and they would show me their past work by using this portfolio. A lot of artists have that.
Or if you want to be a photographer, you'll have a portfolio
thing.
As well, with all your best photographs in it and stuff like that. But in this particular usage, we're talking about a range of investments that you have, in this particular case, with a pension fund. And we'll come back to this subject in just a couple of seconds. But right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们首先来看到今天第一段的最后两个句子写着 However, an even greater number of people invest their money in pension funds, failing to realize that these investment companies own stock in the tobacco industry. 在这里呢，前面呢延续着说吸烟的危害，但是呢，大家都知道呢要少抽点烟。然而 ，however， 甚至有更多的人，我们讲到很多的人可以说 a great number of people， 但是有更多的人把他们的钱投资在养老基金上。我们先来看一下 invest 这个动词，投资的意思。 举个例子来说，他把钱全部都投资在房地产上，你就可以说 He invested all his money in real estate。而后面的 pension funds 就是我们常常听到的退休或者是养老的基金。那在他们投资的同时呢，却不知道 failing to， 不知道去理解呢这些投资的公司，他们事实上拥有着烟草业的股票。在这里 ，the tobacco industry 指的就是烟草业。Therefore, these pension recipients unknowingly profit from tobacco use. 因此呢，这些收到养老金的领用人在毫不知情的状况下，却从烟草的使用当中而获利了。这里的 recipient 当作是名词，有接受者或者是受领人的意思。举例来说 ，She is one of the recipients of prizes， 指的就是他是获奖者之一。而这里的 profit 当作动词使用， to profit from 就是指从什么当中获益。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
We shall now continue with our lesson for today. Remember, we're talking about a doctor in Australia by the name of Bronwyn King, and she went to an investment meeting or a meeting about her pension fund, and as a doctor who treats cancer patients, she was shocked to discover that, hey, her portfolio included investments in tobacco companies, and tobacco companies...mostly make products that people smoke, and those products, in a lot of cases, will cause problems with the human body. So knowing firsthand the misery cancer causes, King balked at the fact that she'd been supporting the industry. So because she's a cancer doctor, she knows firsthand, she has firsthand experience treating cancer patients,And she knows that cancer causes misery to people, and that's, of course, cancer caused by smoking. So misery, of course, is a condition of pain, discomfort, and suffering. You might feel great misery if you lose a family member, for example. You'll feel miserable if, say, your grandfather dies.
That's right. Firsthand just means you experienced it yourself. Someone else didn't tell you about it. You saw it yourself. So she bought...at the fact that she'd been supporting the tobacco industry. That really upset her. If you balk, here the word just means you're hesitating or you're unwilling to accept something, especially this particular idea that she really didn't like this. So she then began the process of persuading her pension fund to drop the stock that they had in tobacco companies. Stock is non-count if you're talking about shares of stock from one company. If you're talking about stock from many companies, then you can use stocks. But for the most part, we like to use the non-count stock. I own a lot of stock. So if you persuade, you use really good reasoning and arguments to convince someone to believe what you believe. So she started trying to convince those who were taking care of her portfolio or pension fund to get out of tobacco companies.
Right, so she began to persuade them to stop investing in those tobacco companies. And persuade here as a verb just means you want somebody to believe something. You use arguments and you bring up examples and stuff like that. You might want to persuade your parents to let you go to see the Lady Gaga concert this Saturday or something like that. Oh, you shouldn't go. I don't like you to see modern Western music. It's really weird. No, I want to go. And here's a good reason. So you try to persuade them or convince them. So she wanted them to stop investing in these tobacco companies, and she actually succeeded in doing that about 7 years ago in the year 2012. Now, King's work continued, and a few years later, she started Tobacco-Free Portfolios, an organization that encourages investors around the world to stop supporting tobacco. So she didn't just stop there by getting her own pension fund to stop investing in tobacco companies. She continued to work on, and she started this organization, Tobacco-Free Portfolios, and it goes all around the world. It tries to encourage investors or persuade investors all over the world to stop supporting those tobacco companies. They are producing a product that causes pain and suffering.
Wow, she's been pretty successful, too. At least the organization has. So since 2010, it's convinced organizations in Australia, the U.S., and Europe to withdraw. And this is a lot of money. $6 billion U.S. dollars from tobacco companies.
Ooh.
That's pretty amazing. And also, I wanted to mention, tobacco companies have very powerful lobbyists, people who work for the companies who try to convince the governments to change laws or convince other financial institutions to invest in them. So this is pretty tough to do. If you withdraw from something, you remove something, or you get out of something, you take away something, you could actually say, I was going to sign up for a yoga class, but my schedule got so busy I had to withdraw. So you stopped going to class. So she was very, very successful here. That's a lot of money that the tobacco companies lost in investments.
Indeed, that's lots of money. And cigarettes are still around, though. They'll probably be around for quite some time. But she continues to fight on. So this organization is currently working with over 100 financial institutions. An institution, of course, is some kind of organization, in this case, that work with pensions and investments and stuff like that. Now, as many as 45 Australian pension funds have stopped investing in tobacco. So this is down in Australia. She has stopped these pension funds from investing in tobacco or in tobacco companies. That's good for there, but I don't know how well she's going to do against the tobacco companies in the USA. They're pretty strong, and I don't even dare mention their names now. They're pretty powerful, and I'm just a small player here. But moving on here to the final paragraph, it says, if investments in tobacco companies continue to decrease, it will be harder for those companies to sell their deadly products. So if this trend continues, if investments in tobacco companies continue to decrease or go down or to be lower in number, that's what to decrease means, to go down in number or intensity or something like that.
Or just be smaller, right?
Right, to decrease. Well, if that happens, then these companies, these tobacco companies, will find it more difficult to sell their deadly products. And something's deadly when it's very dangerous and might even cause death.
I wanted to mention here, decrease is the verb pronunciation. If it's a noun, it's decrease. So the verb decrease and decrease for the noun. So the World Health Organization forecasts that smoking might kill 1 billion people this century. And this century, of course, would be 100 years. If you forecast something, guys, it means you kind of guess or predict, you estimate some future event or trend. Here, they're kind of guessing how many people might die as a result of smoking in this century of 2000, right? So that's a lot of people. Hopefully, we convince more people to stop smoking, to quit smoking. Though I know, I understand from friends, it's hard if you get addicted. But you can do it. You can do it. Right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
这位澳洲的医生呢，了解了自己的投资组合正在投资几家大型烟草公司的时候，他做了什么事情呢？在第二段中间后面的句子提到 ，Knowing firsthand the misery cancer causes, King balked at the fact that she'd been supporting the industry.这里的主词 King， 那么前面的分词构句，它呢是第一手能够得知癌症可能所造成的痛苦跟不幸。Misery 这里当作名词就是痛苦不幸，后面可以括号起来 Cancer causes， 用来修饰 misery。而这位医生呢 balk at balk 本来呢就是有犹豫跟未确的意思。举个例子来说 ,many people balk at this danger, 指的就是许多人看到这种危险便萎缩不前。而他呢针对这样的事实的内容用 that 引导名词子句，说明 should been supporting the industry, 对于呢他一直以来都在支持这个烟草工业的事实，他就开始感到未确而且有所迟疑。后面谈到他做了什么事呢？ She then began the process of persuading her pension fund to stop investing in tobacco companies, eventually succeeding in 2012. 他就开始了这一连串的 process 过程。我们用 persuade 这个动词有说服跟劝说的意思。他去说服他的养老基金公司呢，停止投资烟草公司。我们可以说 persuade somebody to do something。再举个例子来说，那位推销员说服了我们买他的产品。The salesperson persuaded us to buy his product. 而他则是成功的说服了这个基金公司不要再投资烟草公司，而且呢，最终在西元2012年成功的达到了目标。这里的 eventually 就是有最终的意思。之后他成立了一个 tobacco-free portfolios, 也就是无烟投资组合。我们来看一下第三段的中间。Since 2010, it's convinced organizations in Australia, the US and Europe to withdraw $6 billion from tobacco companies.And is currently working with over 100 financial institutions. 在这里的 it 就是指这个无烟投资组合的机构呢，从2010年以来，我们搭配的 it's 指的是 it has, 完成式，它成功的说服像是在澳洲、美国、欧洲的这些机构 to withdraw. Withdraw 就是有抽回、取回的意思。那么呢，从这些烟草公司呢，来撤出了60亿美金的投资，而且呢，目前也跟100多家的其他金融机构正在合作当中。最后一段的第一句 If investments in tobacco companies continue to decrease, it will be harder for those companies to sell their deadly products. 如果呢，针对这些烟草公司的投资能够持续的减少 decrease, 那么呢，对他们来说就比较难以售出这些致命的产品了。 deadly 在这里当作形容词，解释成为致命的意思。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
OK, everybody, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Hopefully, this plan will work and those investment portfolio companies will stop investing in big tobacco and eventually it will be a smokeless world.
Wow.
From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
See ya.